Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. You've probably seen the headlines about the drought in California. It got me to thinking about what many of us in these parts probably take for granted, our water supply. So I decided to trace Columbia's water supply to its source. It all begins with Missouri River Relief, which is a nonprofit organization out of Columbia that helps connect people to the Missouri River through cleanups and educational events. Educational events like the one I decided to attend on a cold February night earlier this year with the temp barely above zero. I took a drive to the Les Bourgeois Winery and Bistro in Rocheport, where the event was being held.
Above the water table, you might call that the unsaturated zone.
Alex Zurich from Columbia Water and Light was there to give a talk to a dozen hearty souls about the McBain Aquifer. Ever heard of it?
44 billion gallons of water stored in that aquifer in McBain.
That aquifer in McBain, which is underground, by the way, is the source of all our drinking water in Columbia. But it was that figure of 44 billion gallons that intrigued me. Zurich's presentation was full of fun facts about testing the water in the aquifer and all of that, but I wanted to know about the geology of it all.
There's an aquifer underneath most of Missouri, but it's a bedrock aquifer. What McBain is an alluvial aquifer.
Silt, clay, and gravel, but that's not all.
Basically a bucket of sand sitting here in adjacent to the Missouri River, and those void spaces between the sand grains are filled with water, and that's where the water is stored in the aquifer.
That's Joe Richards, who's a hydrologist for the U.S. Geological Service out of Rolla. He knows aquifers. He was part of a team who did testing in this area for the City of Columbia and the state from 1992 to 2004. I met up with him for a tour of the aquifer area, an area in and around McBain, population 10, just a handful of miles southwest of Columbia. So yeah, if you've ever hiked or biked on the Katy Trail in and around McBain, or north toward Rocheport, or visited the Big Tree, well, you weren't far from the aquifer. Dig down 20 feet or so from the surface and bingo, you're in aquifer territory. Aquifer size, courtesy of Joe Richards.
It's roughly 9 miles long by about a mile wide, a little more maybe. So about 10 square miles surface area.
And 100 feet deep. Columbia's water supply right under the surface of that big, flat floodplain, otherwise known as the Missouri River bottoms. Columbia residents use about 5 billion gallons from the aquifer in an average year. That's about one-tenth of what's in there. And I know you've been wondering how the city gets the water out of the ground. 15 wells are spread out over a wide area on top of the surface of the aquifer, pumping out a total of about 30 million gallons a day to the nearby water treatment plant and eventually to you. And even though there is 44 billion gallons of water down there, not all of it can be pulled out. Zurich says there's a reason for that.
But the stuff that's stuck in there is stuck in there because of surface tension. So sometimes, no matter how hard you pull with a well, particles of water are stuck to that sediment that's in the aquifer, and it won't come out.
So the wells are concentrated in an area of the aquifer where it's easier to get the water out. And the water gets a helping hand of sorts before it's pumped out. Zurich says that's because material in the aquifer acts like a natural filter.
So a lot of the minerals and the sediment that would otherwise be present in the water aren't.
But new water is continually coming back into the aquifer as well, thanks to Mother Nature, mostly by way of precipitation, coming in off the miles and miles of bluffs and foothills.
And the nice thing about this kind of aquifer is that it's permeable to be recharged very often and rather quickly.
Recharged. That means generally the 5 billion gallons Columbia uses a year gets put back, which is a good thing. So the next time you use some water out of the tap in Columbia, just think alluvial, aquifer, and of course, McBain. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.